hint of saying.
Yeah, it's supposed to.
Oh. Okay.
All right, everyone. It's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grim Sentai Corner. We are back with another round of the OrcSoft stuff. This is Oral Lessons with Chi-Chan. Again, you can grab this for pretty cheap on GOG right now, so let's go ahead and get into it. And she's a Gyaru, so if you guys have a Gyaru fetish, there you go.
What's Gyaru?
Her skin color. The sound of cicadas chirping fills the air. Sheesh, it's hot. Quiet summer hair. Air. Shut the hell up, you bug jerks, talking to cicadas. A haiku by me. My name is Muroto Koda, and I'm walking beneath the blazing summer sun while internally complaining to bugs. Today's the last Saturday before summer breaks, so school ended earlier than usual. It's pretty great and all, but nothing else about today is. Waves of heat are literally rising off the asphalt. I'm burning up here. I'm carrying my backpack while holding a large reusable insulated grocery bag, which is making everything worse. The sweat's so thick that my t-shirt is clinging to my body. It's times like these that I really start to hate being a big guy. This wouldn't be so bad if I were going straight home after school, but I have this crucial duty of stopping by a local supermarket to get my weekly supply of food. Since I live alone, keeping myself topped up is pretty important. Not to mention the fact that it's unbearably hot, even at night. I don't want to go outside more than I have to. Worst case scenario, I can just order food or eat a ton of frozen stuff, but I'm trying to eat healthy. As for my weight, well, yeah. To put it lightly, I'm plump. To put it bluntly, I'm fat. To use some internet slang, I'm a land whale. Though I choose to be overweight like this, so I can't really complain no matter what anyone says. I can and will complain about the heat sucking, however. Man, I kind of miss being slim. Phew! Just gotta keep walking.
Yep.
If I suck it up and keep walking, I'll get there eventually.
There is a hint out for this, because I got it on.
A one-room apartment building with a spacious kitchen and living room. That's where I live. I say spacious, but it actually feels a little small due to my size. Still, it's a nice place on the inside and outside, and if I were to complain about it feeling small, I would deserve some divine punishment. Now it's time to enjoy the weekend like only single men can. I pass by the convenience store located beside my apartment building. I get the urge to buy an ice cream cone, but I couldn't resist it. Cold tea is waiting inside my apartment for me. Ah, but I bet the inside of the store is nice and cold thanks to their air conditioner. I always leave my air conditioner on, but the industrial grade ones are just so much more powerful. What? My gaze slides along the side of the convenience store until I suddenly freeze, the expression stuck on my face. Holy crap, this is so sexy it almost hurts. There's a girl slurping up an ice cream pop while the sun beams down on her dazzling brown skin, making it shine. God damn, she's really enjoying that ice cream.
What flavor is that? Caucasian. What?
I can't tear my eyes away from her lips as she slobbers all over the milk-flavored ice cream pop. She's a concentrated ball of sexiness that got coated in a layer of ultra-sexy toppings. Just looking at her is enough for me to get a subconscious erection. My eyes are locked on her. But you know, this uber-sexy girl feels really familiar. I think I've seen her before, I remember now. She's Sheena Shieri, a classmate of mine. Took me a second to notice since she's not in her school uniform. So this is what Shieri wears on her days off. This is the first time I've seen her like this, and I can say with confidence she looks just as sexy as she does in her school uniform. Her school uniform is aggressively sexy in that it feels like it's trying to contain her banging body, but fails miserably, whereas her casual clothes feel aggressively sexy in that her body has been freed from its bonds and can proudly display itself to the world. Either way, she's aggressively sexy. And look, her panties! I can see her frickin' panties! At the base of her brown, healthy thighs, I can see her panties digging deliciously into her curvy body. It's so visible that it's like she wants me to stare and burn it into my memory forever. I metaphorically fall to the ground, and thanks to whatever God blessed me with enough luck to witness this. If I were near a shrine, I'd definitely be putting some money in the donation box. I want to go home right away and fap to the memory of this. I have no doubt that my dick will explode with a lot of semen larger than any other I've unleashed this year. I'm going home right now. I'm going to my cold air-conditioned apartment and fapping right away. Wait, no, calm yourself, Moroto Koda. Are you just going to abandon a site as beautiful as this? Now, enough with the jokes. I will declare this without an ounce of hesitation. On the inside, I will absolutely stare at her panties non-stop until the veins in my eyes burst. but I want to fap to them. I want to fap so bad. Wait, no, I could never bring myself to look away from this. I'm witnessing heaven on earth. I want to look at her thin panties clinging tightly to her meaty crotch for the rest of my life. My heart pounds rapidly, and animalistic urges seething through my body. Excuse me. There's lust in animalistic urges seething through my body. I am both astounded at and proud of myself for resisting the urge to start fapping right here and now in public. I sure know how to show restraint. Man, I'm so proud of myself. Huh? Feel like someone's watching me or something. I rose my gaze, keeping it locked to Chieri's irresistible body, and soon saw a devilish smile on her face and a teasing gaze aimed directly at me. Oh shit. According to one theory, women with big boobs have a 100% chance of detecting men staring at their chest. I had left that theory off since obviously those who avoided detection wouldn't impact statistics, but I've had a change of heart. I think I will henceforth live my life with full faith in that theory. However, even if people at school on Monday make fun of me for being a pervert who would stare at a classmate's panties to the point of getting an erection beneath the blazing summer sun, I will puff out my chest with pride and say thus. Be they the underwear of a hot babe or a 100-year-old grandma, I will stare at any panties presented to me. Oof, buddy. Hey, what the heck? How crazy do you have to be to look back down? After shrugging my shoulders and looking back down at the beautiful white beacon of heavenly brilliance between her legs, I was rewarded with a cheerful cry of surprise. Her thighs mercilessly closed, hiding her panties behind her excessively short skirt. Ah, farewell, my sweet panty goddess. Sherry stands up and stretches a little as I slump my shoulders in disappointment. Her skirt's so short that I can almost see her panties again from that alone. Her curvy thighs are light brown all the way to her hips. Jeez, you should kind of at least, like, kind of act awkward or something. She walks up to me and jokes with a bright tone. She doesn't seem mad at all. In fact, she actually seems to be enjoying herself. Maybe I should just be honest. I figured it'd be rude of me not to look at what you were showing me. The heck? Like, I totally wasn't showing it to you on purpose.
Oh, that smile, that's bullshit. She did what she was doing.
She's talking kind of like how you would expect an offended teen girl to, but she's definitely just having fun. Like, I'm gonna believe that when you're wearing such a short skirt.
She was asking for it.
Kouchian, you really are like a super funny guy. The brown-skinned girl cackles in amusement while waving her hand. She's got the body of the sluttiest porn star alive, but the smile of a child. That playful innocence may be why, despite her sexiness, other girls don't bully her and guys don't harass her. Though the guys might just be holding back because of a certain beautiful legend made of verdreams. If you keep your act together, Chieri will visit you on Christmas Eve and take your virginity like a kind, perverted succubus. By the way, verdream is short for the kind of dumb dreams that virgins have. Of course, I'm also a pure-hearted high school boy that believes in this verdream. Phew, but seriously, I'm real glad you came. If you kept me waiting out here any longer, the heat would have melted my brain and turned me dumb. I'm like so glad I dodged that bullet. Pretty sure that's impossible. Wait, what? You were waiting for me? Did I hear that right? She was waiting for me? Me? Is this maybe the Midsummer Verdream coming true? Has Sheena Chieri swapped out her Bikini Santa outfit for normal clothes to come take my virginity? Wait, that can't be it. Calm down. Let's all just calm down. I know that virgin dreams are all just that. Dreams. Yep, I changed clothes after getting home and went to your place, Kouchian. But you weren't there, so I started waiting here. Whoa, and why is that? I try to act calm and not make it obvious how hard my chest is pounding with joy. Eh? Well, like, obviously, because I have something to tell you. Sherry's response kept dodging the core point, keeping me on edge. Whoa, and what's that? Now, let's keep going at your place, okay? It's gotta be at my place, huh? I understand everything. Let's go right now. Jeez, Kaochin, you perv! Sherry skips behind me with light footsteps and pushes my back with her palms. What's the problem? My brain's seriously gonna melt if we stay outside here. Okay, let's go. Full speed ahead. Right. Well, either way, I was fine with her coming to my place. Honestly, I was super incredibly extremely fine with it. We get off the elevator and start walking down the hallway. You know, I'm surprised you knew where I live. Did you ask someone for my address or something? Uh-huh. I asked Ryuchin. Ryuchin? Mr. Kubo, you know. I asked him to tell me and he did. Mr. Kubo. Mr. Kubo's our homeroom teacher. His full name is Kubo Ryuchiro. He's around 40 years old and is a respected veteran. Is a veteran respected by all his students. I think he's a pretty good teacher, too. Doesn't that break some privacy laws or something? Nowadays, to prevent personal information from being misused, the only things listed on school contact forms are the names, seat numbers, and phone numbers of the students. Students should have any way of learning the addresses of fellow students. The only ones with access to that information are Mr. Kubo and his assistant teacher. So I guess a phone number is all you really need to figure out someone's address. Chatting, we reached my door in no time. I thrust my backpack under my somewhat sweaty arm and take my key out to unlock the door. I glance at Chieri. She smiles at me innocently. What's wrong? Let's head inside already. Ah, is your air conditioner on? It's so hot. I kind of want more ice cream. A little bit too much ice cream, and you're not going to be able to fit in that. Don't worry about it. I left my air conditioner on.
Close your eyes. Get ready to lick on this ice cream cone.
Yay! I buckle under Chieri's odd pressure and go into my apartment with her. Yeah, this is kind of messing up my plans for today. I do think to some extent that she's being a little pushy. However, a cute girl wants to go into my apartment. Not just any girl, but one who looks and acts so sexy that everyone in school knows about her. Not just any apartment, but the apartment of a guy living alone. How could I refuse? I couldn't, and I wouldn't want to anyway. Come on in, Chieri. Damn. Ah, this is the stuff. So nice and cold. Long live air conditioners. Ah, I love science so much. Once we get inside, Chieri starts enjoying the cool air without even taking off her shoes. She takes in deep breath after deep breath, causing her sizable boobs to sway up and down. It's a very alluring sight. Thank you for being so sexy. You leave it on even when you're at school? Jeez, Kaochin, are you, like, so rich you don't need to worry about electricity costs? Apparently, it's cheaper and more eco-friendly to leave an air conditioner on at all times rather than cut it on and off constantly. That bit of trivia is really helpful for fatties like me. I wouldn't use it so much if I didn't need to, but like I said, I'm a pretty big guy. I usually keep the air conditioner on a pretty low temperature setting. I keep it on while I'm asleep, too. On weekends, it's basically running 24/7. It's not very kind to the earth, but hey, it's a modern eco-friendly air conditioner. That should be good enough. Also, it's been day after day of blistering heat this year. This apartment building gets a lot of sun too, so my room's pretty much screwed. A couple hours away from home and this apartment turns into a hot hellhole, which of course I would deal with by setting the air conditioner to an even lower setting than usual. The conditioner rattles on trying to get the room's temperature to the set temperature. In other words, it uses energy like crazy. Which ultimately means that for my lifestyle, leaving the air conditioner on while away for a bit is actually more eco-friendly than cutting it off. Wow, I didn't know that. I'll do that at my place too from now on. Well, the fact that I'm ranting about eco-friendliness right now just goes to show how ridiculously nervous I am. Anyway, no need to stand by the door. Come on in. You got it. Sherry tosses off her shoes and walks to the living room. The way she left her shoes tumbled on their side is so childish that I honestly find it kind of cute. But seriously, she joined in on my random air conditioner rant without batting an eye. She even seemed to enjoy it. I guess Sherry's not just a girl with a hot body. She's a good person, too. Don't let them fool ya! In any case, the miracle named Sherry is in my apartment and my brain can hardly handle that. I just keep thinking, for fucking real? Holy shit, over and over. Ah, jeez, the bottoms of my feet are totally soaked with sweat. You think I'm gonna stain your flooring or something? Don't worry about it. I felt a sudden urge to rub my cheek against the floor that had been blessed with the touch of her sweaty feet. Cook was in a midsummer shoe, but I managed to hold myself back. Good job, me. You're the best. Excuse me? Wow, what the heck? This room's way cleaner than mine. Really? I don't know what to say. Thank you, I guess? I think I'm mainly just insulting myself, maybe. Oh, alright. In that case, you gotta try harder. Uh-huh. I'll try really hard. What the hell is this conversation? Sherry nods with an oddly serious expression on her face. Then a brief silence falls between us. Well, alright. This is fine. I'm pretty curious about what she wants to ask me, but I'm gonna let things settle down first. Go ahead and sit by the table wherever you want. Do you want some barley tea? Sure, thanks. I love barley tea. Nice. Glad to hear it. I take out some cold barley tea from the fridge, pour it into a glass, and set that glass in front of Chieri. Thank you. Yay, barley tea. I'm so glad it's not canned or anything. Yeah, it's cheaper to buy tea bags and stuff. Do you like it? Mm-hmm, I love it. Also, it feels kind of like I'm drinking something at home. It's like really calming. I see, homemade tea definitely does make anywhere feel like home. Uh-huh, it's like a straw mat, boiled corn, a ringing wind chime, and then like finally homemade barley tea in a sweating glass, yeah? Yep, that's summer in a nutshell. Now I'm feeling a little nostalgic. Though really all that together is something I've only seen in old TV shows and stuff. Sorry, but I'm gonna go change real fast. Okay, I'll wait here. Take your time. Right. I'll wait here. Take your time. Those phrases are more than enough to make my imagination soar. It really sounds like we're in a love hotel and she's waiting for me to finish showering. Not that I've ever been to one, mind you. We were just in one last time. I head to my bathroom, trying as hard as I can not to let my excitement show on my face. I wash my face with cold water and lightly wipe my body over with a cold, wet towel before changing into a new shirt. Then I look in the mirror and see my face, which looks sleepy despite how awake I am. Well, could be worse. All right. I pump myself up for who knows what and return to the living room. Welcome back! I nod at Chieri's energetic wave, and I sit on the opposite end of the table as her. So what did you want to ask me about? Once I brought that up, Chieri starts talking to me with a fairly serious expression on her. Well, this is real sudden. It's gonna sound weird. And it might sound like a major pain, too, but... Yeah? Would you, mind tutoring me? Oh? Yeah, she's right. This is definitely super sudden, weird, and sounds like a pain. I actually, have a huge fat fetish, and just thinking about you makes me want to fuck like a tiger, Cow Chin. I had been hoping for things to go in the direction of a Western porno, but reality isn't so kind. I'm not disappointed, though. I'm just crying on the inside, I swear. Where's all this coming from? Well, up to now, I thought that everything would be fine as long as I was having fun, right? So, I spent every day just having fun, not worrying about anything. But I'm starting to think that, I really can't just keep doing that forever. I see. For a while now, I've been thinking that I really need to study harder, but I can't hire a home tutor or anything, but like studying alone sounds really hard. Okay, but why ask me? It? Come on, you're like a total genius, aren't you? I saw the billboard. Ah, it all came together. She must have seen my test results and the class rankings that got posted on the school billboards. Getting tutored by someone seems like it would be, beneficial? Beneficial. There's kind of a fishy sound in there. Right, right. It sounds totally beneficial. I mean, your test results are always so amazing. She's probably thinking of my end term test results. I don't like to brag, but I'm pretty good at studying. I was first in my class this year. Last year, I was second. Before that, I was first. Personally, I don't think it's too impressive. I get to live on my own like this, so the least I can do is study hard. There's nothing special about it. I told that to my friends at school once, and they got pissed at me for being cocky. I just don't get it. Next time, I'll say, I'm the only one of us who's smart, huh? Sorry for making you all feel so lonely. And then we'll hug it out. I'd look so cool that even guys would fall in love with me. Seriously though, I never thought I'd hear the girl known as the sexy queen of sex start talking about her future and studying like this. Guess you really can't judge a book by its cover. I'm honestly really surprised. My mental image of Shiri is more like, as she said, someone who loves to live in the moment. Someone who just plays around and has fun all the time. She's got a lighter head and a sexier body than any other girl in her grade, and she has the dubious honor of being the number one source of fat material among guys in her class. Some say that she bought an apartment through prostitution. Others say that she loves younger men and has stolen the virginities of 1,000 guys, making her the Van Helsing of cocks. She has a body sexy enough to make us all virgin men fantasize about those kinds of ridiculous stories. She's won first place in the holy shit I really want to fuck her popularity contest. And so on and so on. Basically, that's the kind of image I have of her. Yes, right now, that girl's sincerely, somewhat desperately asking me to tutor her. This really is a pain for you, isn't it? Summer's just about to start, so I'm sure you have tons of plans, Kao-chin. Sure, I'll tutor you. Shiri blinks rapidly in surprise. Her long and pretty eyelashes are flapping so hard that I can almost feel a breeze from them. She's the one who asked me, but she looks sincerely and utterly stunned. She can be a little pushy at times, but she does care about not being a burden on other people. That's nice. It's fine, I have the time anyway. So fast, you're really okay with this? Yep, really. I've got time to spare and it sounds fun, so sure. Tutoring others can be a good way to get more familiar with the material, too. Of course, I didn't say yes because of any of those things. It'd just be a little embarrassing to tell her that the sincerity and air of desperation really struck a chord in my heart. Well, you know, yeah. Honestly, no virgin would be able to resist a chance to be alone in a room with a hot girl as hot as Shiri. I can't deny that at all. It's a fact of the universe. Even if nothing ever actually happens between us, the fantasies and our lingering scent would be more than enough for me to fap to. Might even get to see some panty shots or glimpses of her bra. Hell yeah, I'm getting hyped now! Kao-chin, what's up? Nothing. I cough a little. Well, obviously the main reason I said yes is simply how serious and sincere Chieri is. It really did touch me. All that stuff about fapping is just a bonus. Seriously, trust me. I'll tutor you, but on one condition. Huh? What? No dropping out midway. If I'm gonna be teaching you, I don't want things to end up half-finished. Chieri is visibly shaken. Guess that means she doesn't have much self-confidence on that front. Jeez, Kao-chin, you really are merciless. By the way, how early would you call midway? That's what I want to know. How much do you want to learn, Chieri? Do you have any goal? I'll set up a study plan for whatever goal you have, and I'll have you go through hell and high waters to reach that goal.
Goal. ても済むくらいだと志が低すぎるよね。
Yeah, I really don't have a goal. I just think things can't stay like this. Well, it'd be real sad if I just wanted to pass and not have to take a retest, I guess. Oh, okay. I want to do so well in this winter's end term exam that I get in the top 30 of our grade. All right, makes sense. And you'll need to stick with us until the test. Right. Right, and if I keep up with it for that long, I think I might get, like, smart enough to study on my own. Though, depending on how things go, I might ask you to keep tutoring me for a little longer. Longer? Is that no good? Cherry looks at me with puppy dog eyes, free of any ulterior motives. Ah, she's cute and sexy. Damn, this isn't fair. I mean, I'm totally fine with that, but are you going to be okay with studying all day for that long? You probably won't have time to hang out with your friends. I'll be okay. I spent way too much time playing around. I need to make up for that here and now. Oh ho, you do seem pretty motivated. Is she actually a pretty serious person on the inside? Impressed. I turn on the PC and the printer on my desk. Then I open up the study folder on my D drive. It contains several more folders, but I just opened the one named Worksheets. What's that? Oh, this is my collection of free worksheets that are available online. I collected most of them just for fun. Never thought I'd end up using them like this someday.
Wow, never hurts. So cool.
Never hurts to be prepared, I guess. In other words, there's no reason not to carry a condom on you at all times. I opened the files I wanted and printed them out. It's best to do this kind of thing on paper. Cherry watches the printer print out. Watches the printer pump out printed sheets with awe. With awe at the printer? Wow! Look at it print out the paper!
You should be able to fuck her with ease. What a printer! Ooh, and this is fire! Oh shit! She's getting so wet.
Wow, this is kind of amazing. I'm super bad with computers and stuff, so I feel like I'm getting smarter just looking at this. That's definitely just your imagination. I point at my desk while joking around. Go ahead and sit here. Okay. After giving an energetic reply, Cherry sits in my study chair. Cherry's sizable butt settles into it. Her plump ass presses tightly against the cushion, separated only by her skirt and a thin pair of panties. I feel like I'm gonna get dizzy just looking at this. I wonder if she'll get mad if I smell my chair later. Let's think about that another time.
I already knew he was going there.
First of all, Cherry, I want to see how much you already know. The worksheets I printed out all cover material we learned last year. Japanese, English, math, science, and physics. One sheet for each. I selected 5 basic subjects that I think a lot of people struggle with. Okay. Economics, politics, geography, and subjects like that are all basically about memorization, I think. The more you get at studying, the better your brain will get at working, which will make memorization easier. So we'll put those subjects aside for now. Cool. Not to mention that you can study those pretty effectively on your own with some vocabulary sheets. No need to come all the way to my place for them. I think a time limit of 50 minutes for each is fair. You can make a 10-minute break between each sheet, too. Or take a 10-minute break. That's how tests at school operate, but tell me if you finish pretty fast. You can start your break early if you do. Oh, but it'll be pretty late before you finish. Are you okay staying late? Yep, I'll be fine. Well, it'll be a little dangerous, so I'll walk you home. Any questions? It's not really a question, but I do have one more thing I want to ask you. What's that? I'm calling you Kouchin, just like everyone else does, right? Huh? Yeah. So don't call me Chieri, call me Chi-chan too. What? Hey, why do you sound so unhappy? Cherry purses her lips, displaying her discontent with a pout. Well, I mean, not everyone calls you Chi-chan. And I mean, come on, that's a super familiar name. A virgin guy like me can't handle something like that. Oh, but we're going to be spending a lot of time with each other, so, like, we need to be nice to each other. But hold on a second. Chiri keeps up her attack in a bright tone while I flounder, caught off guard by her request.
Repeat after me,
okay, repeat after me. Well, that was actually in English. Chi-chan. I study my resolve as she repeats herself. Now's the time to show my guts. Go forth, Koda. Chi-chan. That's too quiet. Again. You're asking too much. Sheesh, this is why extroverted girls are such a problem. Not that I really mind. Chi-chan. Okay, good job. Thanks for being my tutor, Kochin. No problem, Chi-chan. Honestly, just saying that is really embarrassing. It's too intense for someone like me who spent their whole life around other virgin dudes. I cough to hide my embarrassment and glance at the clock. Alright, luckily it's exactly 1 p.m. right now. Before we start, Chiri, I want to ask. Chi-chan, have you eaten lunch? Yep, I ate already. That's good, I'm going to start cooking, so I'm sorry if the smell gets in the way. Consider that part of your training. My training? Got a problem? No, not at all. I'll do my best. All right, then. You can start your test. And with that, Chi-chan, begin the preliminary test I prepared for her. Good Lord. So if you like stories that are sexy...
And also look on Spank Bang to find the whole
entire... I don't... Yeah, I guess it's there.
I think it's like 49 minutes. I don't know if that's just part of it or if it's the whole thing.
Well, I don't know how long this game is. I wonder, because you said the hentai is 49 minutes long.
Well, at least what I've seen of it, I'm thinking that might be the whole one or it may just be one episode. I don't know.
Ortsoft, I'm going to look this up right now. We're going to check this out. Let's see. Because I know all their games that they have worked on. This one was made in 2016. By the way, their newest game, well, it didn't even come out yet. We didn't even get the second Yarman yet.
Before, definitely a good hint at it.
We haven't gotten a lot of these games yet, huh? Good Lord, we haven't gotten a lot of these games. I'm just looking. Let's see. They started in 2009. And they actually used to release stuff on DVD. Yeah. Be slutted. Let's see. 2016. Found it. Oh, we have. It just doesn't have all the languages listed. Okay, so, this game is... It says it has big-ass heroine. Chubby protagonist. Only a single heroine. There's only one woman. Heroine with huge breasts. And she's half Japanese.
What's the other half?
I don't know. The game is only 6 hours long.
Okay.
Yeah. These aren't very long. These games are meant, you know, I would say they're meant to be played with one hand, but there's way too much story. There's a lot of story. We haven't even seen, we played it, what, almost 30 minutes?
Fine,
and
yeah.
Yeah, the story's fine. I like the story, though. I think it's well written and it's funny. I'm laughing. So,
I think that one on the internet's like cutscene from hentai scene, the hentai scene. Doesn't really have the
doesn't have the story.
Which I'd be fine. I'd like to see the whole thing, see how they did on it.
Yeah. Alright, so that's another Orcsoft game. If you guys like this one, you can definitely check it out. Name of the game, because it's kind of long. Oh, wow. Holy shit. Okay, so it was called Oral Lessons with Chi-chan, but guess what it really fucking translates to?
What?
Cherry's dumb, but she's a world-class dick sucker.
Yeah.
That is what and they should have called it.
That's what most of the scenes are in the hentai.
Yeah. Oh,
until
really?
Until the end, and then you'll have to just watch and see.
Man, that is fucking insane. They don't have that many. I was looking at the releases they've done. Let's see. Cause see the other game we have. Oh no, it doesn't even have it. That game was on the other one we played before was only 5 hours.
Yeah.
The one where the guy's in the Love Hotel. Oh yeah, these games you can finish them in a day. They're very short.
They had one that was weird. It says my stepsister thinks she gets smarter from drinking my cum or something.
Oh yeah,
milk or something.
I heard that.
But it's
yeah.
The milk from his penis.
Yeah. All right. Well, this is the Grim Lord, and we'll be out for Grim's Hentai Corner with Chi-Chan is a great fucking dig sucker, but she's dumb as shit. Wow, a printer!
That sounds like a keeper.